Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Glenn. Happy Von Zandt Day to those who celebrate. Good morning.
Good morning, Steph.
You've heard a lot of things in a court of law, but never Von Zandt.
That's a new one. Yep. That is a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, Glenn, again, I listened to you and all the other legal experts. It feels to me like this case has already been made. Like, you know, they can do all they want to try to discredit Michael Cohen, but there's all the receipts, right? I was saying the two that have stuck out to me so far is I can't remember who National Enquirer guy, whatever, but they basically admitted they knew they were breaking the law. And so whoever said, don't worry, we have Jeff Sessions in our pocket. The other, what was the other one? They knew they were committing election fraud. They said, what have we done? And then they said, I hope Trump gives us a pardon. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but is that not consciousness of guilt? I mean...
Yeah, well, you know, the words don't come directly out of Donald Trump's mouth. And that's, you know, some of what we will be hearing with, for example, Michael Cohen's testimony, Hope Hicks' testimony. But you're exactly right, Steph, because thus far, David Pecker said, of course, this was about... you know, gaining unfair advantage in the election. Keith Davidson, it was an interesting bit of testimony when he said, when he woke up and saw that Trump won the election, he said, oh my God, what have we done? You know, Donald Trump maintains that this had nothing to do with the election, yeah, paying off playmates and porn stars. It was all about protecting Melania's feelings. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Then Keith Davidson would have woken up and celebrated, hooray, we've protected Melania's feelings. No. It was all about stealing the 2016 election. Everybody knows it. Michael Cohen and Hope Hicks are about to talk about it as well. So you're right. I mean, the only thing that's left is the jury deliberations and the massive convictions.
Yeah. Glenn, so yesterday they were trying to, I mean, obviously they went easy on David Pecker, even though he was just as incriminating. But I can only assume because God knows what else he knows, how much more he knows. You know, so Trump is witness tampering on that one by calling him a nice guy, as if to say, okay, don't say anything else now. Keith Davidson, they went after, right, this cross-examination. He grilled him on his involvement with settlements with Charlie Sheen, Lindsay Lohan, and other, you know, clients of his. And he said, you extracted money from Charlie Sheen, right? And he said, there's no extraction. I mean, obviously, they're trying to make this about Keith Davidson and not about what Trump did, right?
Yeah, when you can't attack the evidence, you attack everything else. You attack these collateral, you know, deals that Keith Davidson was involved in. You attack the prosecutors. You attack the judge. You attack the jury because the evidence is strong. You can't attack the evidence, so you attack everything else. You try to distract, and you hope you can pick off, you know, the lowest hanging fruit in the jury box, that one person who might be confused by all of this white noise.
Yeah. Do you agree with me that Michael Avenatti should shut his big pie hole and just stay in prison?
Yeah. I mean, he's a crook. He's a criminal. You know, lawyers who steal from their clients, earn a special place in legal hell. So, I don't really want to hear anything he has to say.
Yeah, he's obviously trying to settle old grudges with Michael Cohen or Stormy Daniels, who, as you said, he stole from. And he has zero credibility. Michael Cohen, like I keep saying, at least he admits, like, yes, I lied. I lied for Donald Trump. I went to prison for Donald Trump. He didn't, you know, but again, Michael Avenatti. I mean, first of all, who was the Jody, the... some outlet just had to apologize to Michael Cohen because Michael Avenatti lied about that. He said he was having an affair with...
Yeah.
Michael Cohen was having an affair with Stormy Daniels and they were extorting Trump together.
Right.
A complete lie. Had to apologize. Yeah. Retract it. Anyway. You tweeted, Trump reportedly is angry. His attorneys aren't being aggressive enough. They aren't attacking the witnesses hard enough. And Trump is trying to dictate their technical decisions. Let's all sit back and watch as it all blows up in Donald's face. I was saying yesterday, Glenn, how are you an attorney for Donald Trump? I mean, this is where, you know, he's out there on tape several times going, don't know either of these women, never met them, don't know who they are. Like, that's a ridiculous defense based on all this, like, evidence and audio tape. And, right, there's more audio tape yesterday, right?
Yeah, it is a ridiculous defense. But Donald Trump is dictating tactics to his lawyer. People should know that in a criminal representation, the defendant only has relatively few decisions he gets to make. Does he plead guilty or not guilty? Does he accept the plea offer? Does he insist on a jury trial or waive his right to a jury trial? Does he testify or decline to testify? But all of the tactical decisions, what witnesses to call, how to present a defense, how to cross-examine the other side's witnesses, those are up to the attorneys. But Donald Trump is depriving his attorneys from trying the case tactically the way they think it should be tried. And that's, you ever heard the saying that anybody who represents themselves has a fool for a client?
Yeah.
Anybody who dictates tactics to their defense attorney is blowing up their own case. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. Everybody knows he had relationships and encounters with these women, but he is going to tell his lawyers, you go scorched earth after those women. And the jurors are going to hold that against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So as I say, I think he's done. You can't count your chickens, but I think the case is going well for the prosecution and really poorly for Trump.
Yeah, and there was reporting the other day that, he wants him to attack the judge and the jury more. And I'm like, I'm not a lawyer, and that seems really dumb. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. So, you know, and yesterday, here it comes, right? Did you see the clip of him lying, saying, I'm not allowed to testify? Because, you know, of course, before he's like, of course I'm going to testify. And you know he's not going to. But so now he has to put the lie out that he's not allowed to, right?
And Judge Merchan's going to have to take that up. He's going to say, you have a constitutional right to testify, Defendant Trump. And I've heard reports that you announced to the public that my gag order prevents you from testifying in this trial. Judge Mershon's going to have to take that up, expose Donald Trump as a liar for the millionth time, because you can't leave that misperception out
right.
there.
Right, right. You said the upcoming testimony of Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels may be some of the most damning testimony against Trump in the eyes of the jurors, as you sort of But I feel like the prosecution really is setting this up beautifully by the way the order of the witnesses and all of the documentary evidence, documents, audio tapes, etc., right?
Yeah, one of the most important tactical decisions prosecutors have to make is what's called the order of call. In what order do you present witnesses? We typically don't do it chronologically. What we do is we put all of our strongest witnesses on first, so the jurors get the picture of exactly what happened. This was Donald Trump making hush money payments and then criminally falsifying business records to cover them up because he was violating campaign finance laws. That's what this is about. Yeah. So now the jury already knows what went on, and Michael Cohen is simply going to come in and parrot or reinforce
what he said,
what the jurors already know through the other witnesses.
Yeah.
That's why you bury the weaker witnesses farther down in the order of call, because then when they go after Michael Cohen, it falls flat because the jurors already have heard all of the earlier evidence.
Yeah, yeah. Sidebar, counselor. How quickly would you destroy Kristi Noem on a witness stand about the puppy murder? The inconsistencies
it's so
in her
funny.
Story.
I had the pleasure of being a keynote speaker yesterday in a TV news conference in D.C. And I said something about when I hear the word business. Stick with me, Steph. There's a point to this. When I hear the word business, I flinch because I failed out of business school and then I became a journalism major and loved journalism. I said I flinch like a dog who's about to be hit in the snout with a rolled up newspaper, or maybe like a dog who was just told they're going to be adopted by Kristi Noem.
Awful. Yeah. Just awful. Just keeps changing her story, though. It's a prosecutor's dream. Uh-huh. So you also said Trump is not just an indicted defendant in four criminal cases. He's now an unindicted co-conspirator in Arizona and Michigan. What does it mean to be an unindicted co-conspirator? Explain, counselor.
So it means one of two things. It means either you will be indicted in the future if you've been named as an unindicted co-conspirator, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be indicted. It means that as part of the larger prosecution, prosecutors will want to introduce evidence of what you, as an unindicted co-conspirator, did as part of the conspiracy to inform the jurors what all of the other participants did. But here's the thing. Remember, in the D.C. federal prosecution of Donald Trump, he's the only indicted co-conspirator, and Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Kenneth Chesbrough, corrupt DOJ official Jeffrey Clark are the unindicted co-conspirators. I'll bet my full buck, that's my betting limit, I'm not a gambling man or a high roller, I'll bet my full buck on Jack Smith indicting all of those other people I just named, probably in the coming months.
Is someone going to say, did you order the code orange? Okay, just keep on here. Okay, you said now the judge...
Love that little giggle.
He's giggling. Yeah. We've got him to giggle.
A little prosecutor giggle. You tweeted, now the judge Mershon found beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump violated New York state law 9 times, held him in criminal contempt. What should happen in Trump's other criminal cases regarding his pre-trial release? You're the only one I've heard bring that up. That is relevant in a normal,
Please, in a normal country with a normal
set of laws.
Yeah. Start sounding the alarm, because he is on pretrial release in 4 felony cases, and the condition of his release in those cases is that he not violate any federal, state, or local law. Judge Mershon just found beyond a reasonable doubt Donald Trump violated New York state law 9 times. Please, please rise up, apply the rule of law as it was intended to be applied, and somebody revoke him on pretrial release and at least begin to save our country.
Yeah, yep.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boy, you know, I played Judge Luttig going into your segment, Glenn. Just the danger of this Supreme Court and the immunity they're clearly, you know, basically granting Trump by delay. You were talking about the Time interview, which everybody should read. You said Trump signals he's prepared to do January 6th all over again if he loses the upcoming election. How will our institutions of government respond to this threat? With a collective shrug? If so, we are slouching toward the end of our republic. And you say he tells Time magazine he won't rule out violence if he loses. The question becomes, what the hell are we doing? You know, it's so funny. Leslie Jones, of all people, tweeted something like that. That just was, she said, what I don't get is how we're not seeing that we're creating our demise. I'm so confused at this crunter. Y'all really don't care what happens, huh? This animal has completely taken advantage of our system and we're just letting him do it because we all want to be right. I mean, there is an element of that, right? Of the party just, you know, that's how it becomes a cult, right?
Yeah, you know, Steph, we talk about the need for justice and equal application of the laws until we're blue in the face. But now I am left with the question, what the hell are we doing? Because Donald Trump is on trial for having tried to steal, and I've maintained successfully stealing the 2016 election with Russia's assistance. Hey, Russia, if you're listening.
And the National Enquirer. I mean, we're learning how many ways he already interfered. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he then tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And now he said in the 2024 election, I'm going to replicate January 6th if I lose. What the hell are we doing, Steph? What the hell are we? Why have we not addressed this ongoing demonstrated danger to our democracy? That's the question I cannot flip an answer.
Yeah. Yep. Well, to be continued, as we say, watch this space, as Rachel would say. We love you, Glenn Kirshner. You were so fantastic in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You yes. and Lindy Lee and JoJo from Jurors. What a panel. We cannot wait for the next one with you.
It was so much fun, Steph. I'm looking at the schedule now, and I want to get with you as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Was that too? That was so subtle, that hand.
Right?
Take a line. Okay. Love
Thanks,
you.
Glenn.
Bye, Glenn.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
There he goes. Justice warrior.